2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back in Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. It's 12:53 p.m. here in Salt Lake City, and always appreciate all of you taking the time to listen to the program. And if you are in your car listening, but you want to continue listening when you get home, just tell your smart speaker to listen to KSL News Radio, and you can hear us all the time on like an Alexa device, Google Home, whatever it may be. Just say you want to listen to KSL News Radio, and you can hear us at home as well. So appreciate all of you checking us out today. Now, it's kind of a tough day. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte here on Cougar Sports Saturday. It's kind of tough, Matt, because today would have been the day that one would have been BYU spring football game, which is always a fun event in the springtime. We get a football fix. But then two, Joe Lenardi from ESPN, he had BYU advancing to the Elite Eight, which would have taken place today against Gonzaga. It's kind of tough, Matt, because I'm wondering what could have been. And also, instead of having those great events, we're having a bunch of Instagram challenges, it seems like, on social media where people are just challenging you to a bunch of different Instagram challenges. Man, what could have been?
What could have been? And how does spring football always find a way to fall on a Saturday in the spring in which the weather's not great? That was one of my first thoughts where I was like, I would have loved – we've had such good weather this month, and then we should all be congregating to Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and there's projected snow and rain. Most spring football thing ever.
Yeah, every year, I swear, Tanner Mangum, quarterback, spring teams were just drenched in rain and snow. Matt Bushman having his breakout party as a true freshman in 2017 and just the pouring rain. Oh, man, it seems like that's always happening. Riley Nielsen back in the day, what was it, 2011? He had a touchdown pass to Brian Sampson in the spring game.
Yes.
That ultimately led to him rallying his teammates and saying, hey, Riley Nielsen's the guy. We got to turn to him against Utah State. He leads the comeback against the Aggies.
Ryan Sampson, a proud Pleasant Grove alum, I may add. So we'll never forget Brian Sampson's great contributions. The other thing, too, is with the Elite Eight thing, so there's a couple that are out there. There's one that I like to follow where BYU in the Athletic, they lost today in the Elite Eight to Michigan State, and it was hard to argue with that defeat. But there's multiple national narratives that BYU was likely to be the Cinderella of the tournament and to make this improbable run. And selfishly, Mitch, I'm devastated by reading this because I was on the train that this was the best basketball team in 30 or 40 years. I mean, I conducted that train. And then to have all these Joe Lenardis and the Athletic say that this team was going to go that far, proven that this basketball team is the best basketball team that we've seen in quite some time. And I think I still believe that. And it's heartbreaking to see that not come to fruition because I love reading it and I hate reading it at the same time. I don't know how to reconcile it.
Hear me out, though. I feel like part of these projections, though, are placing BYU far into the tournament because, one, BYU fans will retweet, they'll click on the links, they'll scoop it up, whereas other fan bases simply do not. So these writers, like Joe Lenardi, are thinking, you know what? BYU fans are one of my top readers. I'm gonna cater to them. Maybe I'm far fetched here. Maybe they're running these simulations and there's a lot of technology behind it. I don't know.
How are the Cougs doing in the Reddit simulation that you've been watching on YouTube?
Well, the Reddit simulation, it's College Hoops 2K8. Yes, it's a video game that's simulated from 2008. And yes, I was watching a live stream, and BYU advanced to the Sweet 16. But sadly, in true video gamer fashion, everything's getting canceled these days during this pandemic. The disc for the game from PlayStation 3, or PlayStation 2, thank you. It got scratched, so the tournament has been canceled until...
No! This is devastating!
The disc has been scratched, so we won't have any more games until at least April 3rd, which by that point, it's long in the rearview mirror.
I can't believe this. Even the digital tournament's getting canceled. What is happening?
The disc got scratched.
Oh, my
goodness.
But
BYU advanced to the Sweet 16 in that one, so... we'll have to kind of wonder what could have been. Even our guy Zach Hicken from KSL TV put some highlights together with the Reddit college basketball game.
We are desperate for sports.
Oh, yeah. I was watching with like 400 other people watching a YouTube video game broadcast of BYU basketball. That's how desperate we were. But this next – on the other side, though, we're not going to be desperate because we got Dave McCann of KSL 5 TV and BYU TV joining us next, talking BYU football, basketball, and a whole lot of other things with Dave McCann. Coming up next here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.